Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, after Friday, September will be behind us. The U.S. government will enter a new fiscal year. Our federal government will close down if our Congress does not pass a continuing resolution to approve funding into the new fiscal year. If Congress can get it done to avoid a shutdown, and I think they will, okay, they will probably only extend business until sometime in December, and then they will act again to get through the rest of 2023 fiscal year. This is not the way to run a good company and not the way to run federal government. But with politics the way it is now, we have to live with it. In just a little more than a month, the midterm elections will be held. That puts heavy pressure on House and Senate candidates to pass a continuing resolution. They will need 60 votes. At this point, the two parties can't agree on what should be in the plan. President Biden wants special funding for some of his priorities, and that includes $11.7 billion for Ukraine. Republicans might support money for Ukraine, but they're not going to be for the rest. President Biden has announced his priorities on hunger, nutrition, and health. The White House Conference on Hunger this week gives an idea of what the president would like to do. But don't get too excited, because most of the priorities cannot be implemented without legislation. President Biden's document is 44 pages with all kinds of deals on hunger and nutrition. Republicans have not been very happy about their inclusion in the conference planning. To say that we have been left out in the cold is an understatement. Well, hunger's a high priority problem, so let's get to work. With inflation, the cost of food has soared almost 13% in the last year. I'm looking at a recent chart. Price of eggs up 49%, butter up 24%, milk, chicken, bread, cereals, they're all up more than 16%. If we add up all the groceries, we are up 13.5%. We know there are good, solid reasons for the jump. The cost of fertilizer to grow the grain and the soybeans have been off the chart, and we have to feed our hogs and chickens and our cows, and that feed is much more expensive. I think that the effort to hammer down inflation by raising interest rates will work. It worked before under President Reagan, but it'll take time and our economy will suffer. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.